and the magic has begun.
Bam. It's kind of a jeansy tune.
Yeah.
It's like a tight, it's like a winter jeans tune.
You're taking off.
Yeah, I'm going to Fartford cum Ned to cunt, the Fartford funny bone.
I thought it was fart turd.
Ah, oh, shit. Fart turd cum Ned to cunt. Fartford, the funny bone there. I'm there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but then Sunday I'm not there. I fly home.
Huh. What happened on Sunday?
I don't know. They changed my scheduling, so it's Wednesday through Saturday as opposed to Thursday through Sunday. I don't know what happened.
What do you prefer?
I prefer to come home on Sunday. It's the Lord's Day.
I think so, too.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday?
I heard some guy on television doing that thing, but for those t-shirts the team was wearing. He goes, not a practice.
Not a game.
He goes, yeah, they wore the shirts at practice, not a game. And he kept saying it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about practice.
Oh, is it about those I can't breathe shirts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk Jesus. About it. Okay, and then in hold on. Oh, and then New Year's Mommy Eve.
Wait, don't jump ahead.
New Year's Steve.
Change, you gotta go back and forth.
What am I
from? I mean, I'm in Manfriend Disco next week.
I'm sorry. Usually we do all our dates.
I know, but I mean it's coming up right next week. Somebody asked me today on Twitter, is it December 18th, December 19th, and December 20th? And yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Those three dates, 18, 19, 20. Aww. I am at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco, a.k.a. Manfriend Disco. And the streets will run white with jizz. So make sure you get your tickets. Come see me. If you saw Completely Normal on Netflix, this is a whole new hour. So all new material, people ask me, yes, it's an all new material, all new show.
It's all about cum, right? This You're is, doing this hour about jizz.
Yep. This new special is going to be called Cum in My Beard, and that's what this show's about.
That's what the white streaks are in your beard.
That's what it is. So please come see me there. I love that club. I love that city.
It's the best.
It's great. And then we put our pants back on together, and we go to Austin, Tejas, Cap City for New Year's Eve.
New Year's Steve.
And then January 2nd and 3rd. Don't break my balls! About New Year's Eve prices. And then the party continues in January. I got a bunch of dates up. I can't go through them all, but people tweet me all the time. When are you coming to this city? When, you're on Twitter. Why don't you just hit the... Remember on my page where it says my website?
I know.
It's all there. I'm coming to Syracuse, Nashville, Des Moines. Nashville's coming to... Fun. Yeah, I'm going all over the place, man. I can't list it all. Syracuse, what did I say? Columbus.
You said Syracuse twice already.
I'm going to Syracuse twice next year.
That's because it's love. I like Syracuse.
Indy, Louisville, Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all there, man.
Do they have comedy clubs in Mississippi?
Hub City, I'm going to do it.
Dude, I didn't even know there was a club there. Real talk. After watching Django Unchained. Oof. I didn't think they did stuff like that.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
I don't know why I associate their past racism with no comedy clubs, but...
No, they still have comedy clubs.
I know. I don't know why I made that assumption. Now, back to me, please. January 15th, January 16th, January 17th, Jesus January Christ. 18th. I'm doing the Pittsburgh Improv in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Not...
Canada. And then... Sketch Fest at the end of January. It's in Manfred Disco. I'll be there too.
Damn.
Okay. We both doing it.
All right. Can you fucking do this already? What's going on?
Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Also, guys, Christmas around the corner. Go to your mom's house podcast. Get a Bristol Stool mug for the person who loves our show.
Yeah.
Get a t-shirt. Get some stuff for your mom's house for Christmas. And our Stoy Merchandise does our shipping, and they're very, very diligent. God forbid you do have a problem email them lickety split. The guy takes care of it.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
Get your crap now. Order your Mom's House merch now. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait last minute, jeans. Don't wait.
Yeah, if you wait, you get, yeah, you definitely get in trouble.
Then you get your jeans low and loose, and then you don't want that. Now's the time.
God, we got some really good stuff to play for you today.
I'm in the mood for your Mom's House. You ever get in the mood to do, you're like, I'm going to fool around. I'm getting rascally today.
I kind of like what you're saying right now. I kind of
feel like a... What?
I just didn't think it would be something you would do.
Remember that fart I let in the hotel room in Phoenix?
You had another one like that when we came back, and I was like, that's not cool.
It's not cool, and then I barely browned today, so it's still in me.
Ugh.
I know.
You ready to do this?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Let's fucking party.
This person says, I'm planning to go on a mission trip to Kenya in December. I believe that God heals today, and I'm not consumed about the chance of contracting Ebola. I'm also a person who's willing to take practical precautions. Do you think there are undue risks that we do not know about and the dangers are higher than perceived here in America?
Not in Kenya. You might get AIDS in Kenya. The people have AIDS. You got to be careful. I mean, the towels can have AIDS.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this. Yeah.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Special.
What do you think of that?
I feel like now that we've captured that on our, what is this called?
It's a GoPro.
It's like an action cam, right? Like you wear it on your helmet and stuff.
I use it usually when I go like windsurfing or paragliding.
Kite glidings.
Mm-hmm.
It's really neat.
It's really cool.
That's something.
There's so many cool features.
I see people on the beach and they videotape every minute they're on a bicycle. And they're like, who's watching this footage?
You know what exactly. I would like to do? I would like to, because people do this a lot, is they put them like on their dog's collars or attach their dog.
I want to do that.
Yeah, but then he's going to be like, you're getting in my business and you're, you know.
Yeah, we don't have a normal
balance.
He's
going to be like, you wearing a wire? Like, no one's going to trust him, you know?
Wire.
Yeah, he's got shit to do.
He's not going to be too pleased about that.
Mm-mm. No way.
He's not into that stuff. No way.
Thief does not like snitches. Do not wear a wire when you do business with FIFO. Believe that, player.
And snitches get stitches?
Whoa.
Don't act like you don't know what that means, playboy.
I know what it means.
I don't have any makeup on right now.
Okay.
So embarrassed. My eyebrows got did, though. Look at that.
Those eyebrows, you got the meanies.
I got a case of the meanies.
Who's that, Frangie Pants' joke?
Yeah, when I was on Chelsea Lately, they said that Michael Jackson's father had his eyebrows done, and he asked for the meanies.
Chris Frangiola is really fucking
hilarious.
Funny.
Great joke writer, that guy. Yeah. He would write the closing joke to every episode of Chelsea Lately, and that's the strongest joke of the show.
Oh, really?
The closing closer. Joke to any late night show. So
he's a funny dude, man.
Really, the meanie. So I went to get my eyebrows did at this fancy, this place. This guy does Beyonce and shit. And the lady was so... I anger estheticians all the time because they're like, why aren't you doing Botox? And your eyebrows are terrible and you need to be bleaching your hair more. And they just don't like me. I can't keep up with just too much. It's too much to be a girl.
I actually, the longer I live, the more I can't believe the shit that women have to do just to be like standard.
The
women.
Baseline.
Yeah, the baseline
Jesus
is incredible.
Christ.
Well, just wait, we're just so lucky. We take it for granted. If you're a dude and you're not a complete piece of shit, at some point you appreciate it a little bit, you know?
Piece of shit.
Well, really, because, I mean, as a dude, you realize you can really just roll through
you
things.
You do nothing.
Yeah.
You do nothing. You wake up, this is not, I'm just saying, not, I don't mean accusatorily, like you essentially, like, we were in Phoenix and you performed in a t-shirt, your mm-hmm. Detroit shirt, mm-hmm. and you slept in it, and then the next day roll into life.
Breakfast, went to, yeah, out in it.
Yeah. Like, you can go to, like, business meetings.
Like that.
In the same t-shirt, yeah.
Yep, that you slept in.
With your eyes barely cut out of your facial hair and mm-hmm. stuff, and people are like, yeah, it's just, that's how Tom is. But if I do that, people are like, what's wrong with her?
Yeah, no, definitely. They'd be like, you need a 5150, we need to commit her right now. Yeah.
What are you, mentally ill because you're not wearing makeup right now?
Pretty much.
Speaking of, I mean, it's a good thing we're not in Kenya right now because all the towels have AIDS on them.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
Who said that?
Pat Robertson.
Who's that again?
The guy with the Christian, no, the Christian Network guy.
Oh, that fucking guy.
He's out of his mind. He's the craziest, like, guy.
Wow.
And he has a television station, basically.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, he's always,
so
he
cool.
always has something to say.
Towels can have AIDS.
He says crazy shit for years.
The towels have AIDS.
He said, you're not going to get Ebola in Kenya.
Yeah.
You might get AIDS. A lot of people have AIDS, which Kenya's, I don't believe, is one of the higher population countries with AIDS. But then the really crazy thing is to, when you have that many, like he is an influencer. He has a lot of people.
Sure.
To tell them that you're going to put in their head that you could get AIDS from a fucking towel.
Well, let's think about it. I mean, let's say there's AIDS on a towel.
And how are AIDS on there?
Semen. Let's say some guy freshly comes, a guy who has HIV.
The likelihood that the AIDS virus stays alive in the towel is pretty low.
You're not thinking of it right, okay? But he's, let's say you believe in God, which obviously you don't. So there's AIDS, there's jizz on the towel. You go to the hotel, you cut yourself, and then you put the towel on the cut. Hey, boom, you have AIDS. That's how you get it. You wipe your face, you open your mouth, boom, you got AIDS.
I don't think it's really, I think you're... Your scenario is bad.
Uh-huh.
I think a more likely scenario would be six guys come on a towel at the same time.
I'm interested.
It doesn't seep into the towel because it's so much jizz. It kind of forms like a bubble.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah?
Like it stays above it. But then you're there and you go, let me suck that towel dry. So
you take
the towel and you suck on the towel.
Yes.
I think you could get AIDS that way.
So you drink it because you can get AIDS... HIV rather just through drinking a lot of semen. Is that possible?
I guess if everybody who jizzed on the towel or in anywhere has AIDS, yeah.
So that must be the scenario Pat Roberts is referring to.
He's referring to a blow bang, but he didn't say it because it's a Christian network. But he's like, if you're working on the set of a blow bang in Kenya,
yes,
with people who have AIDS, and you're the fluffer or the cleanup person,
right?
But you can't resist drinking all that jizz,
right?
You might get AIDS.
So he's not.
But he can't say that in less words. So he just goes.
Towels can have AIDS.
It makes sense.
Right. He's not totally inaccurate.
He's not wrong.
He's just not sharing the details of the time he was in Kenya.
Right. Which I understand. Now that we clarified it, I understand.
You got to look for the bright spots, Tom.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Yep. Wow.
The towels.
Pat Robertson.
The towels have AIDS.
He says the best shit, man. That guy's nonstop fucking comedy, that guy.
How do you think, how does one come to believe that you can get, first of all, it's not even AIDS, you would contract HIV from towels. I mean, he's stuck in like 1980.
I wouldn't say 80. I would go, I might go back a few more years for Pat Robertson.
Yeah.
This guy, he's always said...
It's life-affirming. I mean, it's exactly what Jesus would want you to talk about, is getting AIDS from towels.
Yeah.
AIDS from towels. He's as smart as that, the president of Africa, remember? When we were there and he was telling people you can't get AIDS.
Oh, if you shower right away.
If you shower right after.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not wrong, though.
It's not totally inaccurate.
A woman came to a preacher that I know. It's so funny. And she was awful looking. Her hair was all torn up. She was overweight and looked terrible, clothes bad and everything. She said, "Oh, Reverend, what can I do? My husband has started to drink." And the preacher looked at her and said, "Madam, if I was married to you, I'd start to drink too."
Wow.
Sorry about that horrific audio, but There's a lot of clips of him.
Well, I mean, ladies need to straighten up. No excuses.
That
get your eyebrows done.
I gotta say, I love shit like that.
The no excuses thing. I don't I care. Mean, I just, you just had a baby.
I love.
Get your fat ass in the gym. I don't care if you have twins.
Crazy people. apparently, there's another awesome thing that he said.
Uh-huh.
He said that Christians are oppressed, but the reason is not nice. Some of the
cum towels.
Here we go. It's going to come up.
Mm. There's AIDS on all the cum towels.
You got to remember from the Bible, you look carefully at the Bible, what would have happened in Jesus' time if two men decided they wanted to cohabit together? They would have been stoned to death. So Jesus would not have baked them a wedding cake, nor would he have made them a bed to sleep in, because they wouldn't have been there. But we don't have that in this country here, so that's the way it is. But ladies and gentlemen, I think we have to recognize what I said a few years ago. At that point, homosexual marriage was condemned. Homosexuality itself was considered a pathology. And now those who were practicing that activity have turned and become the oppressors of those who hold to deeply held religious points of view. The tables have turned, and I think it's just the way it is, but why?
Well, I mean, look, the guys with their delicious penises going into each other's mouths and assholes, they're tempting balls and anuses.
I know why, though.
They're going to take over.
It's changed because...
Towels can have AIDS.
Yeah.
Do you realize he's so terrified of a penis going into his mouth or his anus and him enjoying it, that this is, that's the hysteria?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, he's something else.
What if Jesus was a homosexual? Wouldn't that be the best if that it comes out and they're like, guess what? Jesus doesn't hate fags after all. And then they'd have to rethink everything. It'd be so great.
It would be.
Jesus was black and homosexual.
Says, my wife has become a real problem. She has no respect for me as the head of the house. She insults me. She even went as far as stretching her hand to beat me. I've lost my self-confidence. Her words hurt so much, and she refuses to talk through our problems. Please.
Well, I got a quick little summary for what you should do.
Please tell me what I can do.
Well, you could become a Muslim, then you could beat her.
Oh.
But in lieu of that,
you know what?
Why don't we do a show like this?
I know.
Where people can write in with their problems, and I can be like Pat, and you can be like this lady and go, well.
The yes man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's like Steve Harvey and Shirley Strawberry, where Shirley's like, oh, Steve, you crazy.
Oh, at his morning show.
Yeah. Shirley just agrees and laughs all the time.
Every single time. Steve, you are out of your mind.
Yeah. He's like
I tell you, I got 5 more teeth this weekend.
Now, why can I get veneers?
Why can I get more teeth? And they're like, Steve, your mouth is full of teeth, but I want bigger teeth.
I want veneers on top of my veneers.
Do you want to hear the rest of Pat's advice?
Yeah, of course. Wait a minute.
Want to go to Saudi Arabia?
No.
You know, I think this man's got to stand up to her. And he can't let her get away with this stuff.
Oh.
And, you know, I don't know. I don't think we condone wife beating these days, but something's got to be done to make
not
her
physically. But I mean, why would she not want to talk through that?
She said not physically because he wasn't about to. He wasn't about to say that not physically. He was going to be like, physical is fine.
Yeah. I mean, in the good old days, you could just hit a woman just like you like.
But not that old to me. Still works that way at the Robertson household. Come on by 511 Main Street.
Almost, that's so unlike.
She is just totally, Well, she's rebellious. The chances are she was rebellious with her father and mother. She's a rebellious child, and she doesn't want to submit to any authority. And she probably had temper tantrums when she was a kid. And, you know, the little girl, I hate you, I hate you, and she wants to slap her father. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the same kind of thing. She's transferred the father now. She might.
So he picked up on a lot of stuff.
He did. I'm pretty sure he has a PhD in psychology too. Yeah.
And he didn't hear her side of the story.
No.
I wonder, he
doesn't need to.
Oh, I hate to say everything's got to be some psychological counseling, but you know.
Well, no, but I think you need a third party here.
Yeah, definitely. But that's the problem.
Here's my third party.
Does not understand authority. When she was growing up, nobody made her behave. And now you've got a 13-year-old in a 30-year-old woman's body, and she is acting like a child.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, what do you do with that? You can't divorce her, according to the scripture. And so I say, move to Saudi Arabia.
Wow. Or you can beat the fuck out of her. Wow.
That's what he's telling her. Yeah.
Wow, that's so crazy. This guy is out of his fucking. How old is he? He's 1,000.
He's pretty old. Yeah, he's pretty old. But BC. He's got a lot of clever stuff to say.
He's got a lot of really good ideas, though.
You want to know his net worth?
Oh my god!
It says that it's a huge estimation because I guess they can't lock it down. But. Robertson is worth somewhere between $200 million and $1 billion.
Wow, get your life.
Yep.
So there's enough religious nutbags out there. Not that all people that are religious are nutbags, obviously, but there's enough nutbags that are like, yep, you got it. Homosexuality is wrong. You got to beat the shit out of your wife. Wow.
Let's see. Yeah, because he.
Wow.
What's that show? The channel's called, 700 Club or something.
Oh, yeah. That's been on forever. Is that the lady with the pink hair? I think it is. Sure. There's some broad on there with pink hair.
Oh, he's old as fuck now.
Yeah, how old is this 84? Dinosaur? Oh, get you. He's almost going to die. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
He's almost gone.
It looks like, I love Diane Sawyer. You know who loves Diane Sawyer? Joey Diaz.
I know.
He's like, that's my girl.
I know. It's so funny.
He loves her. Let's see what she says something here.
Tonight, there is a debate among a lot of friends and families about love, loyalty, and commitment. It began with a thunderbolt from evangelist Pat Robertson on his television show saying divorce was justified if a spouse was suffering from Alzheimer's. His answer was such a surprise that immediately everyone started taking sides.
That's such an awesome thing to tell people, like, is your partner, do they have a horrible disease that's leaving them hopeless and alone? Leave them. That's cool. Thanks, man.
He's Terry Moran has a deeper look for us.
It was a question on the 700 Club, Pat Robertson's talk show. A woman looking for moral guidance asking about a friend whose wife has Alzheimer's.
He says that he should be allowed to see other people because his wife, as he knows her, is gone.
Robertson, an ordained Baptist minister for 50 years, responded.
I know it sounds cruel, but if he's going to do something, he should divorce her and start all over again. But, to make sure she has custodial care, and if he says, in a sense, she is gone, he's right. It's like a walking death.
There you go.
Wait a minute, but I thought divorce isn't condoned in there.
I don't know.
But if he moves to Saudi Arabia.
I'm not sure. I do.
I really do wish those people would move to Saudi.
I like this guy, though. I like this guy.
I like his thoughts, too. He makes a lot of sense.
Hmm.
I mean, is he wrong? He's not been wrong about anything, right, Jeans?
Not that I've heard so far. You know, if you showed up looking like that, I said, shit, I'd be drinking, too. Okay?
Yep.
All right?
Yep. I mean, ladies, you got to respect your man.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Let's see. There might be one more good one. We'll see if this one's any good, and then we can.
So he's 84. He's almost 100 years old.
She has no respect for me as the head of the house. Oh, she insults me. Oh. She it's even went as far as stretching her hand to beat me.
But you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Is that he's almost 100, and it reflects in his views.
Well, yeah, he's old as fuck. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens when people get old, is they have old points of view.
Like me. Where I still want to say gay and stuff's gay, and people are like, that's so insensitive. I'm like, it's all I know. It's all I grew up on. Why can't I say stuff's gay?
Why can't I say stuff's gay? I feel you. I feel you. When you say something gay, I say.
Right back at you, nigga.
I that, feel you.
Is that Yoshi?
Yeah.
It sounded like Yoshi. Mm-hmm,
yeah. I here's my feeling on things being gay.
Yeah.
I feel like I've held this argument for a long time. It's just
the only fags think stuff's gay.
Interesting. I think, that
no,
the idea that words don't have more than one definition is silly to me because right, I understand how words work. Like if enough people agree that a word has a definition, then it does. Just because you find one of the definitions undesirable or offensive doesn't mean that everybody else does. So it's silly to me that you would put your feelings towards it on somebody else and say, we need to change this. Well, if a big enough group, I guess, agrees with you, then it will. But it's people say gay to mean that something is lame. And I understand that you're saying that people say, well, it's hurtful to somebody who's gay, and then they feel like you're saying that they're lame. But the intent, I mean, words are all about intent. Like that's
in context. How it,
yeah, of course.
Such,
so
yeah.
If somebody says like this movie's gay, you know,
maybe it does suck dicks.
It could, but I think the reason that a lot of people don't have a problem with that is that they're all agreeing on the intent and the definition meaning something else.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, it's not, all implied context where everybody agrees that the meaning of this time we're using it isn't in
that,
to say.
But that's how slang develops.
Yeah.
People go, what's that? What does that mean when somebody says that? And somebody explains to them, like, you know, this is how this word works.
I know. And like, I always feel like, I as much, I hear guys calling each other pussies and stuff. They're like, you fucking pussy. But I don't go, sir, you really, you know, every time you say pussy, it makes my, me feel bad about my vagina right. as a woman. And I, yeah,
if you were like, oh, every time you say something about pussy, my pussy hurts.
Right.
That could be you something dumb you cunt. Could say.
And yeah. be like, your cunt's all pussy like.
Mm-hmm.
You stupid bitch. What about bitch? What about cunt? What about all those words?
Well, they're all legit God. Arguments. But the point being that like mass Ugh. Groups of people are why words have definitions.
Yeah, I agree.
If only you think a word has a definition, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know what? I hear you. And these women, they need to get beaten.
Yeah.
By their husbands.
You need to open your pussies up. That's the way it works.
Open your pussies and let me in.
If you're getting offended by things, I don't get it. I'm kind of like,
what's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all?
Open your pussy hairs.
Speaking of N-words, we saw some, we heard quite a few last night.
I should just rename that movie Django. So big
the N-word movie?
Big
words. Yeah. Yeah. It's said so many times in that movie, but it's all, it never really feels, it does feel a little, you're like, Jesus. So it's overly done, but it's all, it fits into, it's slavery. And it's,
well, he know. Makes a point that this is what the, that awful, it was used that much. It was just normal to be like, hey.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Bleepity, nobody, bloopity, blop, 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 blop.
Listen to you not saying it now.
Big words.
No, I've learned my lesson on this show with saying the big words.
Why?
There's no context right now. I feel like I'm not quoting anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I do. I like that movie. It's long. We didn't get through it all.
God, it's long.
But I love the message of it, that he overcomes fear and he becomes his own fucking master of his domain, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
takes shit over.
There's not. I think the movie has a bunch of messages. I mean, one of them I definitely feel like it's like,
God bless him, nigga.
But I also feel like the story is fantastic. Jamie Foxx is so talented.
I know.
He's an amazing actor, comic, guy can sing like you would not fucking believe.
Right.
Tarantino, you know, he just, all his movies are a good fucking time.
Yeah.
It's like going to you know what it is? It's like going to a party where you're like, I don't know what's going to happen, but every time this guy throws a party, it's something fucking rad happens.
Yeah. And I do like that he's chosen revenge. It's like he did the white woman revenge in Kill Bill.
Yeah, or female, basically.
Jewish revenge.
Yep.
And now black revenge. It's so rad.
Glorious Bastards. Yeah.
Dude, and how great is that German guy, Shoshana?
And Jackie Brown is taking kind of revenge on people that, you know, that
she's the underdog. Yeah.
Yeah. Underdog. But she's getting back at, you know, whatever the guy that hustled her and the feds or the cops kind of too for roping her into it. You know, she's going to get away with it.
Yeah. Revenge is kind of awesome. I know you're not supposed to want it on people, but it feels pretty good.
Feels good.
I got to say.
Revenge feels great.
Yeah. It's kind of the most noble of human emotions and actions, right?
Revenge feels good. Sometimes you don't have to do the Tarantino route and kill everybody.
No.
Doing well, succeeding in what you want to do is really actually just great revenge.
Yeah.
Being happy.
That's true.
It's good revenge on other people, you know?
That's true. But I also like to see other people suffer.
Yeah.
My favorite would
be... But in a film, there's nothing better than like seeing really brutal, violent revenge enacted on somebody.
Yeah. Or I just like to look through their Twitter feed and know they're not doing as well as I am.
Okay.
Things like that. That's, their Facebook posts.
Is that healthy behavior or no?
I'm pretty sure it's normal to make sure it's Schadenfreude. Make sure that other people aren't as happy as you and stuff. Feels good.
Are these people suffering? And then you're like, yeah, I feel good.
And then
now.
It feels good to know that their lives are all fucked up.
It does.
You don't feel that way, like about an ex or like about fucking someone you didn't like in the past, someone that burned you, and you're like, yes, she's fat and ugly now.
I don't feel it like that so much as like, let me see, like when I don't really, I'm trying to think of people I don't like. I kind of enjoy their failures. It's not so much
right, that too. You can also enjoy their failures, their defeat, their anguish.
It's what you put value in.
Yeah.
And then that's what you can either enjoy. You know, it's like if you place value, let's say, in like someone's physicality, and you see that like they let themselves go, that's a victory. You know,
feels good.
Yeah, I mean, I like seeing people not achieve what they wanted.
That me too. Good.
Yeah,
or stay in the same place, or divorces.
Sure.
And cool.
Yeah, posers, weak people. You know?
All the animals.
All the fucking animals.
The scum, the filth. Someday, real rain.
Figure it out, bro.
Don't be Peter Gazing.
Peter Gazing.
Yeah.
I love his lisp. Peter Gazing.
Don't be Peter Gazing. Yeah, I think we got a thong. I don't think it's a Peter Gazing thong, but we got a couple songs that people had sent in. What's this one here? Is this a new one? Let's see. Have you heard this song? Have you heard this song, Jeans? I think it's a song. I fucking love this.
It's awesome.
This is great.
That's the first like rock song we've had.
Yeah.
We've had hold on.
That's so ridiculous.
Bro, that's so fucking rad. Dude, usually we get a lot of hip hop. This is radical.
Yeah, this is rad.
At your mom's house.
Yeah, this is
who is this?
James McDonald.
All right, James. I thought this was Garth Brooks' alter ego guy. For first.
Oh.
This is Garth Brooks' other project, Brooks or whatever that is.
Why the fuck is this? Okay.
Shitty Brooks.
Let me. Yeah. He's Australian. I'm so impressed.
They're Momstralians?
It's James McDonald.
James?
From Momstralia.
Thank you so much.
He's from Geraldton, Western Australia.
Geraldton, Western.
Yeah.
Wow. That was so good.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, man. He killed it.
Wow.
Whoa. I went into his next song. But that's James McDonald. Thank you so much, James.
Thanks, James.
I actually hadn't heard it. I just pulled it and I was...
It's rad, though. He really covered all the bases in that jam.
Yeah, he did that. I mean, that, and that sounded like an authentic 80s MTV, right?
That's
like,
so great.
With the hair band just jamming out.
Yeah, mom.
It sounds like they're really going to party at your mom's house.
Were you into that? We call it butt rock here in LA growing up.
Okay.
Called butt rock. Were you ever into butt rock?
Not big time. The only ones that I would say I was into was if it was like that, it had that real catchy one. I wasn't ever into like, I love this band, I love all their songs.
Yeah.
I would get like, you know, there'd be a big Poison, Motley Crue hit.
Yeah, jam.
A jam, but it was because it was, you know, it had that catchy melody.
Yeah.
And Dan Cody, actually, my buddy, Minneapolis, he listened to like everything. And at that age, I feel like he was into all those hair bands. He runs a like the big independent record store in Minneapolis now.
Oh, no shit. Enough. That's neat.
Yeah, I don't know the name of it. But Dan, you know, what was like Pour Some Sugar on Me, all that shit?
Pour some sugar on jeans.
Yeah.
But that's now, the original. And then She's My Cherry Jeans.
Yeah. But now I feel like, God, I can't even have all the cool bands, I don't know any of them.
Oh, like from this genre and stuff?
But I'm not talking about this genre. I'm talking about like what people who are into music a lot go like, here's a good band. I don't know those bands.
Yeah.
None.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't know them either.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I know the Pixies. I know.
Dude, that's fucking 30 years old.
The Ramones.
Okay. You're proving my point.
Modest Mouse. Oh, you're talking about like current day.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Oh,
right now.
Yeah. No.
And they're like, you know, this band out of fucking, you know, Spokane. Yeah. And you'd be like, no.
No, I'm super lame. I'm super lame.
But like these guys, they know exactly who I'm talking. You know what I mean? Like Dan would know all the fucking bands.
He's all, it's called My Morning Death Cab.
Yes.
Jacket.
Oh, you mean Deviated Septum? They fucking rule.
That's a real band.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Deviated Septum's a real band.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But I see, I smell what you're feeling. Like people are all, oh, Arcade Fire. Like I know like one or two songs. Mm-hmm. I know like they're big. I don't know shit about today, actually.
Your band would be called Arcade Farts.
What?
It would be.
Can we please? Listen. Just listen,
mommy.
Listen, mommy. Please listen, because for real talk, I farted twice in the last couple of days and you gave me mad props, and I feel like when you compliment my farts, it's like the master telling the apprentice, job well done.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Your farts the last few days.
Yeah.
Once in Phoenix, maybe twice in Phoenix.
In Fartnix.
Fartnix, yeah. And once here. Oh! They were horrible. Horrible. I thought you were sick. I really thought you were sick.
Well, I was browning a lot the day that I did make that one fart. I did shit like six times.
Huge shout out to Fartnix. I got to tell you guys, six shows
Fartnix
in a room that size. For those of you who don't know, Stand Up Live in Phoenix, it's a big boy room. It's 600 seats. Now, I didn't sell it, but we had people at every show, and a big part of that is your mom's house listeners. So thank you guys for coming out. You made the weekend a huge success, and you're the best. You're the best fans in the world.
The best. So, the jeans are always the best.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank you for coming out, everybody. And I encourage you, if you live in that area, support Stand Up Live. It's a great club. Great comics come through, and you know the venue's awesome.
Yeah, it is a really nice room.
Yeah, really nice
room. I like it there.
Good menu. They got nice. They got that copper blue next door. It's nice.
Steak bites.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Filet bites.
Filet bites are off the chain.
Filet bites.
And I would walk. FIFO came with us, and I would walk him to go make peaches and browns.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a rough neighborhood. I was more afraid than he was.
Downtown?
Well, yeah. There was a lot of like homeless guys with wheelie bags and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it didn't even phase. Our dog was like, "The fuck you looking at?" Like he was really. I mean, I almost saw him pull a knife. Like, because some homeless person wanted to pet him while he was taking a shit.
Mm-hmm.
He did not like that.
No, well, you can't let someone's homeless hands be on them. That's horrible. Well,
there's AIDS hands on them.
Of course.
Plenty of towels full of AIDS.
If you're homeless and then you pet our dog.
Towels can have AIDS.
And so can your hands.
I did let them eventually because, you know, homeless people are people too.
You did let them pet him?
Of course, yeah.
But I really wish you would have told me that before I'd pet him again, hugged him and kissed him. I would have given him like a 2-hour bath.
That's so rude.
I don't care.
So rude.
I don't give a shit.
He even licked their fingers. This guy was eating chips. And I was like, oh, he's got the food smells on it.
How homeless are we talking?
No, not like.
Is it like when they have when they're a white guy, but their hands are black?
No, not that bad. These guys were like, what do they call them? Not working homeless, but you know, they were.
No, but I mean like they got kicked out this week. Like they got evicted Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I just don't want it to be like, oh, it's like career homeless guys.
It wasn't so like in San Francisco, there's professional homeless.
Yeah.
Where, like there's guys that have like one dreadlock where it's like a beaver's tail because they've been homeless for so long. Like there's that level.
Yeah.
That's San Francisco though. It's not Phoenix.
Yeah.
Or where the guys have like super black nails and.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
No, these were like working class, like working homeless, working poor.
Yep, and you can, you know, there's the thing is that there's a way that they are. The way that those career guys are.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
You know, it's a way of being.
Those poor jeans.
Oh, I know.
At least the weather's warm in Fartnix right now. So we sleep outside. It's not like it's terrible.
I do feel like there's a thing about the career guys is that you kind of know that they're there before you can see them, if you know what I mean.
What? It's on his mask. Okay. It's on his mask.
You know what I'm talking about. Don't get all fucking sensitive on me.
I know. I feel bad. I had to take a class on homelessness in college, believe it or not. I'm so stupid.
Look, I sympathize
with those.
Yeah, it's a horrific place to be in, but you know what I say, get a fucking job, stop being fucking homeless.
Yeah, get a job, dummy.
Yeah, or you know what,
rent an apartment.
I've always said, no, how about this, buy a house.
Duh,
then you wouldn't be homeless, you dumb shit. You know,
my favorite part about when Bill Cosby was telling black youth how to be,
yeah,
like, I know you're poor and stuff, but just become a celebrity, just become a comedian.
Did he say that?
Become a famous comic. No, but what are you gonna tell people that? Like,
I'm worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do what I did?
But there was a Jimmy John's there in that plaza.
Yes.
And they're huge fans of Rocco Siffredi.
Yeah.
And our show, obviously.
Jimmy John's is the craziest thing. They were criticized a lot, but I saw it like on one of the MSNBC, but they signed a contract with a huge pornography guy.
Yeah.
Because they share the same like mantra, I guess.
Right. So Rocco's now the official sponsor.
He's the official sponsor of Jimmy John's.
That's perfect.
Yeah. It's like him holding it.
Yeah.
And sometimes he holds it near his crotch. So I mean, I get it. Like his dick kind of looks like a fucking Subway shop, you know, sandwich. About the same size.
It's about
you. You asked Belladonna.
Yes, I did.
And she was like, "It's like eating a fucking hoagie." Yeah.
She didn't say hoagie.
She said it's like a Coke can or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a big, big wiener.
Yeah, I don't think she said wiener.
It's a big boner.
Yeah.
She's all, "I'm gonna put that boner in my puss." But
what does Rocco love to say?
Smart and final. It's only smells.
And then Jimmy John's?
I know. It's kind of like, it's kind of a serendipitous thing, right? But it was us that brought them together. Nobody's giving us credit for that.
Yeah.
Obviously, but door.
Door. Door.
Door, bro. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. I think
seriously though, how much would you love it if Rocco Siffredi was the official spokesperson?
He is. There's an ad.
Happy anniversary!
Darling, you are the best!
Oh, of course, I know.
And I've got a special surprise for you.
Yeah. Jimmy John's!
I am the luckiest man in the world!
I'm just going to set these right here. Okay. Jimmy John's. Order online at jimmyjohns.com.
What? It's on his manners. It's okay. It's on his manners.
Yeah, he's tagging all their commercials.
Oh, so he's like, don't get so excited, bro. Relax. It's only smell.
Right.
Like,
you're really... Scientists have used
It's like...
he's freaking out. And Rocco's like, calm yourself, bro. It's only smells.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's saying don't forget to eat it.
Yes.
Because you're getting too excited about just the way it smells.
I get it. Oh, I see. So he's saying don't forget to eat the sandwich.
Yeah, otherwise you're just going to smell it. But you can still get that. You can eat it, too. It's good.
Your face, I wish they could see that you went. You kind of did an old school Cosby face, which kind of scares me. I want to drink out of this water.
I want you to take a sip.
Oh, I want a Rudy. What's his rape count right now? What are we at?
I don't know.
The cause.
Is there not a rape count site?
Like a ticker? There should be. Like that billboard on Wilshire Boulevard that tells you how many people have died of smoking this year.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
We need one for the Cosby. How many rape victims have come forward?
How many? Let's see.
How many people has Bill Cosby raped? Do you want to
do... The number is now 26.
Wow. That went up since I checked 4 days ago.
Well, yeah.
Do you want to put a bet... Let's place bets on how many people Bill Cosby's raped. I'm going to put... My money's going to be on... I'm going to say 37.
When it's all said and done?
Final answer? 37. Okay. Wait, how many years are we talking about? I'm sorry. Let's do the math.
Well, he's 77.
Okay.
And he's been famous for quite a long time. I would say he's been famous for 40 plus years.
Okay.
So, yeah, 45, 50 years he's been famous.
Okay.
The thing is,
wait a minute. So we're looking at 40 years of raping.
Right, but you know, it's like it's going to come and go. Like, you're not going to do it all the time.
Right.
You know, you're going to have years where you're more productive, years where you're more passionate about it, years where it kind of wanes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's BTK was like that, you know, serial killer. He said that, like, you know, he even left at one time for like years, like 6-7 years, you know, because he obviously had more to cover up because he was murdering people. But I think it's probably a similar thing.
It's like a hobby, like knitting or anything else.
Well, but you got something you love. You got to do what you love. And I think, so I think he's going to have more productive years and then some that kind
of. Okay. So let's see, the 40 years of raping. And it really depends on who's got the courage to come forward, who's still alive. All those variables. I'm going to up my final answer. I'm going to go 55.
Wow, you just upped it from 37 to 55.
I didn't account for 40 years of raping.
Right. Now, are you going to say this is the tally or the number of people that come out and say, this happened to me?
The number of people come forward saying.
Because obviously, not everyone's going to come out.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to go higher on it.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what I just said. Some people are dead by now. Right. Some people maybe don't want the hassle of coming forward. I understand. It's very traumatic.
It's traumatic, yeah. Final number?
55.
I think the final number that comes forward is in the 40s. I think it's going to be... I'm going to go 42.
Okay. Whoever thought we'd be sitting here predicting how many people Bill Cosby sexually assaulted?
Ahmad Rashad.
He knew?
No, he didn't know. None of them knew. There's no way. None of them knew.
Yeah.
That's what a good criminal would do, man. They would not. People around him would not guess that.
Like with you, my only indicator with you is that you love murder shows, specifically murder shows where the husband murders the wife. That really tickles your genes.
You're you're just saying, oh, here's my example. You love comedy. It's just silly. So what if I love comedy? Mm-hmm. You know? So what?
Mm-hmm. It would be perfect to be a serial killer and a comedian because you're always moving around from town to town.
Well, there's that Vince, what's his name? The guy who was a rapist and got convicted.
Yes.
And he was doing that. And then they were like, all these rapes happened in the town where this comedian had done shows. And that's how they got him. Yeah. And everyone said, you know, I talked to people about him, Comedy of Magic. His name's still on the wall, like where people sign it.
That's
and,
nice. We still honor him.
Well, you know, he has some good sets. What do you want to do? And they said that he was that. That everyone was like, oh, no, sweet guy, good guy. You know what I mean? Like, nobody who knew him was like, yeah, that guy is a fucking rapist.
He's a rapist.
Yeah.
But then again, there are some that you go, oh, yeah, I see that. Like, we know one guy who is in legal stuff right now where you're like, oh, that guy's totally a rapist. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But I think this guy may have been a more violent offender, you know? Hmm. I think. I'm not entirely sure.
Hmm. But do you really want to kill people, Tom, or you just want to hurt them?
Nothing. What are you talking about? Why would you say such a silly thing?
I'm just judging by your DVR selections. Murder, 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 murder.
Everybody likes that stuff.
Nope, I don't. I don't watch those shows. I can't. Bums me. It scares me and gives me bad dreams.
Let's see. Vince Champ is his name. Yeah. And people said that, Vince Champ. That's it.
Well, yeah, all right.
He was identified as suspect of 8 sexual assaults on college campuses. And everyone said, yeah, he's totally shocked. People who hadn't performed always had nice things to say about him. They've been on the phone with agencies around the country, requested his schedules and other information. Yeah, that's how the cops just like, wow. And he was arrested. He was eventually convicted. This is an old article. Yeah.
What era is this? The 80s, 90s?
90s.
Wow. What a fucking shit dick.
He never had raunchy or offensive humor at all.
That's the common.
His humor was, he did a classic act. No props, no hooks.
There you go.
Nothing raunchy. His humor is geared towards college students. He was popular and personable. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's always the clean act. I don't trust a man that doesn't talk about his dick. I don't trust those comics that are like cookies and crackers and I love sandwiches. And you're like, well, you got demons, bro. You got demons.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. It's pretty, and it's funny too. I didn't know that his act was totally clean. It's crazy.
That kind of proves my theory, though,
I know,
right?
Yeah.
I've been saying this shit for years that I don't like it. I don't trust a comedian that doesn't talk about real stuff.
He won Star Search.
Of course.
I didn't know he won
Ed
Star
McMahon.
Search.
Oh,
he won
geez.
It in 1992. He's serving a 55 to 70 year sentence right now.
Oh, boy. Well, think about it. Think of all the big clean acts. Other than Jerry Seinfeld, who we don't know is a monster. I don't think he's a monster. I think Jerry might be the exception that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
A lot of them are fucking demon seeds, man.
Yeah.
Look at Robin Williams. Did he ever talk about dark stuff?
Yeah.
Did he? Was he absolutely. Like, I love masturbating and stuff?
Yeah, you know, he talked about
it. Oh,
all
okay.
Kinds
all
of
right.
stuff,
I thought he maybe just did rainbow suspenders and that
no,
was
no,
it.
No. No. He did. He talked about
dark stuff. Well, good. Then he's honest.
Yeah. He then he talked about doing drugs and everything too.
No, oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Who am I doing an impression of, ready?
Terry Schiavo. Babe, you're not very good at it.
That was as good an impression as I could do, and I can't believe you're not. Okay.
Well, who is it?
I'm not going to tell you if you can't guess.
Well, for the listeners, the people can't see your dumb face.
Well, then how could they
you
guess?
You made a Terry Schiavo face like your mouth was open, and then you did the thumbs up and thumbs down. Yeah, I don't know what that...
Roger Ebert. I get 2 thumbs up, and I gave you 2 thumbs down. But you're, you know...
It was close, though. Terry Schiavo close to Ebert later in his life. That poor son of a bitch, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What are you looking at?
What's, I was looking at that? Pictures of this guy.
Of who?
Of the fucking rapist comedian. Yeah.
Let me look. What does he look like? Describe him so people can hear it.
He looks like Bill Cosby.
Does not look like Bill Cosby.
No. He's a black guy. I don't fucking know. He's bald. It's a really bad prison shot. He's got a nice smile. Soft eyes.
Veneers.
Yeah, he's actually got nice teeth. It's not that good, though. It's not a great shot. But you can look him up. He's a rapist. Nice.
I'm into it already. I love it.
Offensive. Tell you, we're two for two today.
Yeah, that's a hit.
That's fucking awesome.
Yep.
I gotta give this guy
POP holding
his
it down.
This is Tim Held is concussed. Is that how you would say
concussed?
That?
Yeah, it means a concussion, right?
Well, no, that would be like SSED. This is CONCUST. Tim Held is concussed. I don't know Tim. His name is Tim, and he lives in Seattle. And that's fucking awesome, dude.
Pretty amazing. It's like a real song.
I dig the shit out of it. We're two for two today. Now, Jeans, did you contact our buddy? You put the video up of our friend showing you how to see if your voice is in tune with its notes. Did you contact him yet?
No.
You didn't? Okay.
No, I'm afraid.
What are you afraid of?
I'm not certain. How do I put this delicately? I don't know where his mental faculties are. Okay. I don't know if he's cogent.
What? Why?
Well, I did some digging. I did some digging, and there's a lot going on with him. If you look at his like about me page, it's troubling.
It's fine.
There's a lot happening. I think he might need some medicine.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hello, everyone. This is Shane. Now, I've been doing mainly old stuff, so I wanted to do a little bit of beatboxing. And
yes. I love hip hop. Beatbox
for me. Simple rap for you.
Simple rap. Thank you.
Complicated.
Okay.
Just a couple of words here and there.
Okay.
So far, so good. Oh.
We're three for three today.
Just awesome.
Whoa.
You know it.
Uh-huh.
Attack the Blog.
Just awesome. You know it.
Well, he's good.
But I'll tell you what, it's better than what I can do.
Do it.
Gary?
Yeah.
Doom, 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 doom. Just awesome. Doom, doom, doom. Boom.
I would say you're pretty much the same at the same level. And you did that on your first try. I'm pretty impressed.
Boom.
I can do it.
Doom, doom. You can?
Boom. Just awesome.
Oh, that's good. Wow, that was really good.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's like natural to the three of us. Wow.
Did that register?
Very clearly, actually. Very clearly.
I had a lot of kale salad today.
God.
Tune them out for lunch.
I leave with a sick person.
Don't.
You want to know something that's cool, though? Awesome transcends languages, barriers, all of it, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where you're from.
Bueno, amigas y amigos.
Or what you do.
Oh, okay.
Vamos a continuar ahora con la segunda fase.
Speaking Mexican.
De la parte ya media alta y los agudos.
Hey, say your name.
Vamos a comenzar entonces.
Here we go.
He watched Tom Segura's special on Netflix. Segura's.
No! 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 No!
No! Why that?
No! No!
When does it change? Are these guys... is this how you do this?
No!
I hear...
What do you mean? Is this how you...
I hear the notes changing on the piano.
Yeah.
No!
I don't hear... Are you supposed to just be the same?
No!
It's the same.
Yeah. Let me try it.
So is the exercise, I'm going to play different notes, and then I'll grunt like a retarded person the same way after each note?
No! No! No!
I think he's tone deaf. He's a little tone deaf.
No!
No! Huh.
No!
I mean, I don't hear the difference.
I don't hear it either. Maybe our ears aren't. I don't think our ears are trained properly, though.
No! No!
Uh-huh.
No!
Yeah, I got it.
I don't hear the difference.
No!
I don't...
Right.
No!
No!
When does it change?
No!
I mean, it's still...
No! No!
Uh-huh.
No!
It never changes.
No!
I don't get it.
I had hope for that one.
No!
It never changes.
No!
No, it's not. It's not getting any better, is it?
No!
Huh.
No! This is going up to the tippy tips.
No!
Huh.
No!
Oh, no! Wow. Is there anything higher than that one? Jeez.
No!
Huh.
No!
It's crazy, right?
Wow, that was really good.
Yeah, huh. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Maybe...
No!
Huh. Oh, man.
That was great.
That really made me happy.
Huh. Now, if only we could pair up Shane's beatboxing with somebody like...
who can really rap. Someone who can really rap. Just awesome.
Yeah. Oh, Shane. Well, as they say in the South, bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
That's how you say that.
Yep.
No. Now, in all fairness, we didn't hear his introduction in Spanish. Maybe he was like, I'm going to play all these keys, but I'm going to keep it monotone every time I go.
No, he was like, I'm going to teach you the second fucking whatever it is. Huh, yeah, shit. I don't. How does it end? Does he even? Does he just? Does he meh on the way out?
Wow. Huh.
Whoa.
Bueno, amigas y amigos, hemos concluido. Muchas gracias por la atención. Gracias a todos.
That's, all right, so that's boys and girls.
Thank you.
We have concluded. Thank you for your attention. Am I a singer?
Let's try it. Let's try it.
I don't have the, you know, the keys.
I'll do that part and then you do your part.
But you don't have the keys.
I'll do it for you. I'm doing the voice, right?
Yeah.
Dum. Dum. Dum.
Dum.
Dum.
Dum.
Dum.
Yeah.
Right?
I think I'm good at it.
We're really good. You sound just like him.
I feel like him. I sound like him and I feel like him. Have you ever considered going into singing or becoming a singer?
Of course, but you know, I just felt I'm too talented as a singer.
Huh.
I was told by record label, you're too talented to be a singer. You need to be a comedian.
They knew that right away. That's interesting. Yeah. Most of the times they don't know that right away.
Do you know people that tell you shit like that? They're like, I wanted to get into Harvard, but they were like, you're too smart. There are people who have said that kind of shit to me. Like, I was going to be in special forces, but they were like, you're too smart.
Yeah, people do that. I heard Mos Def, he said, I was supposed to be in comedian. When this was going, I became a rapper, but I was supposed to be a comedian.
Yeah.
I heard him say that in an interview one time.
Something tells me that you find where you're supposed to belong.
I'm supposed to be a comedian.
He's very animated. So what are you saying? Are you saying that I could be a good singer with what I do?
I think you probably are a good singer, and you're just not facing it yet.
I think you're right. Last Christmas... I gave you my farts, but the very next day, you farted away.
And then I farted in your mouth.
Yeah, there you go. You and I make a good duo, like Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Do you think you could sing?
Yeah, I think I could sing.
Let's hear something. That's got to be the most annoying thing for singers, like aspiring singers. People were always like, show me something.
I know. I saw Patty do that to that guy last night. I thought it was so lame.
I hate that stuff.
Yo. He's like,
it's rude.
She's like, I'm a singer. And Patty's like, sing me something right now.
Yeah, it's obnoxious.
He's like, see, he made that shit up on the spot. He goes, yeah, I could sing.
And he could, though. He was really good.
He made up. He was like, see you over there, girl, looking all good.
There are songs that are just like that.
No, there are. But to me, I was like, I think he just like threw that together. And she was like, okay, all right. She's got that thing. I hate when she does that to comics.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. Tell me a joke. And you're like,
she goes, make me laugh right now. And I'm like,
it doesn't really work that way.
Yeah.
But I mean, am I as good a singer as Garth Brooks' alter ego?
Whoa. I didn't even know you were going to do that. Okay. Hold on a second. That's kind of rude that you just threw that at me when you could have had me prepared for it, you know?
Well, I think what's even ruder is that Garth Brooks has this alter ego and he didn't even notify us of it.
What do you mean he didn't notify us?
He didn't tell me on social media. I mean, we were promised cool stuff, neat stuff, and raw stuff.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, we're breaking down walls and I didn't even know about that until you told me about it.
I thought you were talking about R. Kelly because he has...
He's cool, too.
Popping R&B, and you can't have the R&B without the aura.
You know what I'm saying?
What? The aura?
Hello, everybody.
I love him. I love R. Kelly.
ATL. Hello, how you doing out there? Good to be in your city.
Yeah.
Right now. Sorry, dog. I got.
Hey, man.
I'm just excited to be in Atlanta, man. My bad.
What's up, Kels?
I'm good, dog.
Piss on your daughter, man.
I'm real good.
You all right?
I'm really good.
You got a new album on the way?
I got something for you, boy.
Is it? No, okay. Is it done?
I can't play it here, but when you come to the studio tonight, it's okay.
Gone.
All right. There's an interview, it would take me a while to dig up, where R. Kelly talks about surpassing R. Kelly.
I know, we played this song a million years ago.
Right, but I don't know where
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's old.
It's an old joke. Yeah. But he goes, he's like, oh, the thing is that, like, can I be better than R. Kelly?
Wow.
My next accomplishment would be people go, that's better than R. Kelly is. But yeah. He's R. Kelly.
Yeah, it
like
is.
Like, the layers involved no, in saying it. That are pretty...
It's like putting a mirror up to a mirror up to a mirror. It's pretty awesome. It's infinite. He's infinite.
It's pretty awesome.
Oh my God, I just went deaf in my left ear.
So did I.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was that thing where your ear goes, sometimes and you go deaf.
Yeah. It's all good now, right?
It's all good for me. Yeah. Is it good for you?
Yeah.
Sorry, jeans. I think that was my foot.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, it's good now. What I like about R. Kelly is that he lets you know that you don't have to write songs that rhyme. You can just talk sometimes. You can just talk over music, and that's a song, too.
He's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
There's nobody better.
You don't need a hook. You don't need a rhyme. You just got to just say stuff over songs.
It is cool to give yourself permission. But you know what? Actually, what it speaks to is his confidence.
Yeah.
Because you have to be super confident to be like, I'm just going to be like, la, 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 la.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I hate it already because it's acoustic guitar. Thank you.
With all of my heart, I know I could love you. But with all of my soul, I'm drifting away. And with all of my mind,
do you like it?
No.
I know you can save me.
It's Chris Gaines.
I'm sorry, I don't know who that is. I'm a huge fan of Garth Brooks, but I don't know who Chris Gaines is.
Well, no offense when I say this, but you're a fucking idiot.
Wow.
Chris Gaines was born August 10th, 1967.
Mm-hmm.
He is a Australian rock star, and he's a bad motherfucker. Let's see. He was, I think he's like a orphan or some shit. And
wait, but he looks tough, but he makes like kind of sissy music. Yeah.
He's got that look. Who's the magician he looks like?
Chris Angel.
He looks like Chris Angel. If you look up Chris Gaines, he looks like Chris Angel.
But he sings like sappy love songs. I thought he'd be rocking. Is he going to rock or what?
Well, he does it all. Why does he have to, you know, you can mix it up. You don't do the same thing every fucking song.
That's true, Tom.
Anything,
I put my thumb on my butt.
Here's a little more about Chris Gaines.
Woo! So.
What's up?
Now, maybe some of you are wondering what this cat, Chris, kind of looks like, all right? You got to know, he was in a bad, bad car wreck in 92, okay? Because we got this young kid to play him from 1986 to 1992. Happens to be the same young kid that played young Brad Pitt in 7 Years of Tibet, right? I casted him myself, of course, you know? Because, you know, the kid's just gorgeous, right? And I'm looking at him, I'm going, yeah, that's me. Yeah. So, this guy's in a car wreck in 1992, right? And so I'm supposed to take the character over from 92 on. So my loving brother, the first time he ever sees young Chris, he looks at his face and he looks at me and he goes, that must have been a hell of a car ride. I said,
he gave his brother the finger. He has a lot of like, you know, he does a lot of mugging. And
like affectation. Yeah.
Yeah. He really puts it on.
Yeah.
Really puts it on. It looks like they do a... All right. I don't know what they do, but...
I don't know. I don't understand this. Because I love my heroes. Like, it would be weird if, let's say, Kim Deal of the Breeders were to develop an alter ego and call herself, like, Carney McDosserson. And then now she's like she became, like, a country star or something. It would be weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, but I like Kim Deal. I don't like this other thing. I like the thing that I like.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, sure. Is there more? We heard that song already. Isn't there more Chris Gaines songs that you want to hear?
Well, I have all the albums on iTunes already, you know? My iTunes.
Huh, okay. It looks like he did a whole special as Chris Gaines.
Wow.
Here you go. Do you really have to create an alter ego to release? I mean, couldn't you just be like, I'm releasing a rock album?
You know, I know that in the country world, there's a lot of...
Who are you, brother?
Yeah, I've heard there are like stigmas and stuff. So I don't know. Maybe that's part of it. Like, you're not really country if you're doing a rock album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be a purist in some regards.
What do you think? You'd go, are you country or not?
I think so. I think some people will be like, hey, what are you?
Are you country or not?
I mean, yeah. Go to Saudi Arabia.
I got to say, too, one of the most interesting things about this show is, you know, as we developed a listenership and you get feedback from people, one of the most interesting things is that I've discovered is that we've made fun of a lot of things,
yeah.
A lot of people, a lot of types of people, a lot of people with horrible...
disabilities.
You know, we make fun of
speech impediments,
celebrities, speech impediments, just everything in the world. But never in our show's history can I recall reactions as visceral as those about people's favorite music.
And yes.
Even though it, like, you know, it's like, hey, it's just somebody going like, I like this, I don't like this. It's one of the more fascinating aspects of just the way people's minds work and how what they react to. People think when, like, if you go back to an episode, we actually didn't even bring them up, but our guest made a reference to the band Slipknot, and it was just kind of like a throwaway. Holy shit, did some Slipknot listeners go like, that's it, I'm done with you guys. Like, it was so interesting. Then one time I didn't know really anything about the Juggalos and that insane, but we played some stuff of that. And I was like, who are these people? And I didn't know shit about it. Played some stuff. Huge reaction. And then the last episode, you know, play some Garth Brooks, some country. And then Twitter lit up for me. Email inbox lit up. And it was just like people, like this one guy was like, can't believe you were talking shit about Hank Williams Jr. And I was like, no, but I'm the one that said I like that song. Like,
yeah.
That song reminded me of high school. And, like, you know, it was nostalgia. Like, like set in for me for that song. I like the song. I own the song.
Yeah.
It's just interesting that music's the one thing that people get very sensitive and defensive on.
Well, yeah, it's personal.
It becomes, like, very personal, yeah.
It's because it's your... You know why? I believe it's a psychic matching. Like, sometimes... music helps you through periods of your life. You can connect with a song or sound like that, or smell. Like Rocco Siffredi, he connects with the smells.
Yep, it's true. That is true, yeah.
No, it's a connection.
I know. For me, actually, I can relate it very much to sports and fan bases. Because it's really,
there you go.
It's really funny. Fan bases all think that other fans are worse than they are.
Yeah.
They never see it, rarely see it objectively. They'll be, you know, like I'm a big college football fan. If you go on any of these message boards or if you talk to people or you just look at the comment sections of sports stories, whatever, whoever the article is about, the people, the fan base that hates that team, you know, goes, well, this is typical for you guys.
Yeah. Like it's you guys, like, are animals. Everyone else. Of course. Is normal.
And if you,
yeah,
if you criticize them, they're like, well, that's outrageous. We are the decent people. The fans of these other teams are all savages. It's, yeah, never true. Every fan base has great people and every fan base has horrific people. Yeah. It's just, it's really a percentages, you know?
Well, like, you know, I get it. I totally do get it. And I hope, you know, we poke light fun at country and Garth Brooks and stuff.
No, I don't care. But, we can make fun of them if we want to.
But I mean, I get it. Cause it's like, it's your, they're it's your just, family. They're your weird.
Yeah.
You love those people. Of course. So it's like, you feel sad when somebody disparages some shit.
Yeah. It's just interesting that that's the thing that people get the most.
Yeah. I've gotten emails about how dare you say something bad about this town. Fuck you, oh, bitch. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, look, do you really care what so some funny dopey comedian said on a podcast?
Really fucking care? Say something.
You can fucking try me, fatso.
Try me.
I don't really, who knows, no, bro. People got attachments to stuff and things.
People changes.
People changes. They all like, they like cool stuff. They
some,
like
some
stuff.
Things stay the same.
Cops are all bald and shit.
Yeah.
You know what we've been obsessing over is the what the fuck are we doing here guy?
Yeah, of course.
It's so good, right?
Yeah.
Can we listen to it again? I just love his level of I'm fucking over it. It's like it's the day he quit his job, which is so fucking funny to me.
What in the fuck are we doing here? Who's out here to do a story? They'll do a story about what? As you can see, there's construction underway here. They've dug out a little bit. There's water has accumulated. Traffic's backed up. In a city the size of Houston, there's always traffic. So what's the big fucking deal? What the fuck are we doing out here? I ask you, what in the fuck are we doing here? Hell, I don't know.
I love what he's like. Yep, there's some water, there's a ditch, and there's always traffic in Houston. So what the fuck are we doing here?
Full Charge said it best. The guy starts at a 7.
Yeah, know, he's so over this gig.
He's ready to go. He's ready over to go, man.
I mean, I kind of feel that way when I hear the traffic reports in LA on the radio. It's the same shit every day, bro. Like, why are you even bothered? Guess what? The 405 is fucked. The 110 is fucked. The 101 is fucked all the time.
Yeah.
Don't even make it somebody's job to tell me it's fucked up. It's just fucked up. That's the price you pay for living in the city, man.
It's the price you pay, dog.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Could you imagine? That's your job. Oh, it's tough. That's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
To be like, to take it seriously. Like, nobody knows this yet, but the 405 is fucked up.
Chris Gaines, you're something else, buddy.
Chris Gaines. So it was a movie character, and then he just decided to extend it, is basically what
know.
It is.
I have no fucking idea.
All right, well, I mean, shit.
I don't know. I only know one thing in this world.
Towels can have AIDS.
If there's anything I know for certain, the towels have AIDS.
They do. They do have AIDS.
You gotta bait your wife. We gotta bait the shit out of you.
Ma!
That's really good, Jeans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fantastic. Jeans, look, it's holiday season. We love you guys. Please stick with us at Your Mom's House podcast.com. Check out our clips page. Check out our Stowe. And be sure to shop through our Mamazon banner. Get that Harry's special offer for Christmas for somebody. Of course, you need to check out Christina P's other podcast, That's Deep Bro.
And why should they listen next week, Tom?
Because yours truly, the Buns Machine, is on there.
Can you believe that? We're going to talk deep on that on my show.
I know.
I can't believe it. I wonder exciting. What it's going to be like because the tables are going to be turned. I'm going to be on the other side of this desk.
Whoa.
Yeah, bro.
Whoa.
Dog show. He hates clapping.
He does hate clapping. Yeah, I'm going to leave you with this Tim Held is Conquest, whatever that means. Pimp Squad, Holding It Down song. Yeah, check us out. We love you. Thank you for listening. See Christina P. in Fartford this week. Oh, I'm in Long Beach. If you're in the Los Angeles Greater Area, I'm in Long Beach Thursday night. It's the best comedy show ever. That's literally the name.
Literally?
bestcomedyshowever.com.
Literally.
You can go through TomSegura.com for tickets.
Where
and next
it?
Week.
Do you know the venue?
No. It's okay. In Long Beach.
I thought it was maybe the last record.
And next week, San Francisco Cobbs. See you guys there. Bye, everybody.